It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Big breaking news Thursday night from the Washington Post's Bob Woodward and CBS News' Robert Costa. A series of 29 text messages between Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, and White House Chief of Staff under the former guy, Mark Meadows. In those texts, Thomas repeatedly pressed Meadows to pursue unrelenting efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election in the critical weeks following the vote. The messages show for the first time how Ginny Thomas used her access to Trump's inner circle to push Trump and guide his strategy to overturn the election results. One of Thomas's main goals was for lawyer Sidney Powell to be, quote, the lead and the face of Trump's legal team. I'm not kidding. On November 19th, she texted Meadows, quote, Mark, don't want to wake you. Sounds like Sidney and her team are getting inundated with evidence of fraud. Make a plan, release the Kraken, and save us from the left taking America down. Oh my goodness. In her November 5th message to Meadows, Thomas quoted something that had been circulating on right-wing websites, quote, Biden crime family and ballot fraud co-conspirators, in parentheses, elected officials, bureaucrats, social media censorship mongers, fake stream media reporters, etc., are being arrested and detained for ballot fraud right now and over coming days and will be living in barges off Gitmo to face military tribunals for sedition. Yeah, it went on like that. Again, this is the wife of a sitting Supreme Court justice. Oh, and the one message she sent after January 6th, she wrote, quote, We are living through what feels like the end of America. Most of us are disgusted with the vice president and are in listening mode to see where to fight with our teams. Justice Thomas remains hospitalized for over a week after early reports said it was flu-like symptoms and he'd be out in a day. Meanwhile, critics are demanding that Thomas step down, and if he doesn't, that perhaps he should be impeached over his wife's involvement in efforts to overturn the election. The January 6th committee is also considering whether to recommend the two former advisors to Trump, Dan Scavino and Peter Navarro, be held in contempt for not cooperating with its investigation and to refer them to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. Then again, we're still waiting to hear on Mark Meadows' contempt prosecution. To be continued. So President Joe Biden travels to Poland on Friday, his second stop on a European trip to deal with Russia's invasion of Ukraine. While in Poland, the president will visit U.S. troops not far from the border with Ukraine before he heads to Warsaw to meet with President Duda, Ukrainian refugees, and deliver an address on Saturday. Biden had a busy day in Brussels on Thursday, first meeting with NATO, then the European Council and G7 leaders. By the end of the day, they'd announced a new set of sanctions and warned Putin against using chemical weapons in Ukraine. The U.S. also announced that we'll accept 100,000 refugees. Ukraine reiterated its need for additional military assistance, saying it needs 1,000 missiles a day. The administration has also pledged an additional $1 billion in humanitarian aid. Biden also said he supported forcing Russia to leave the G20, which represents the world's largest economies. If the group's members don't agree, Biden said that Ukraine should be invited to participate. Confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson finally wrapped up Thursday. Jackson spoke about her judicial experience and addressed the historic nature of her nomination, which would make her the first Black female Supreme Court justice. The hearing was an example of the worst of our political system. Lots of contentious moments of abusive questioning by Republicans. Senators Lindsey Graham, Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, and Marsha Blackburn were among a group of Republicans who were grandstanding, probably to get clips for their campaign ads. On the other hand, New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker delivered a moving speech that brought tears to the nominee and to many watching. The Senate Judiciary Committee will vote on Judge Jackson's nomination on Monday, April 4th. Then it goes to the full Senate for a final vote. And if you need a good reason to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson and more like her. Well, the Arizona House on Thursday voted to outlaw abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, bringing the legislature in line with a growing number of Republican-led states passing aggressive anti-abortion measures. Arizona State Senate had already passed the bill, which is very similar to the Missouri law currently being considered by the Supreme Court. The bill now makes its way to Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, an abortion opponent who's expected to sign it into law. This bill, by the way, contains no exceptions for rape, incest, or medical emergency. Lovely. And that followed by a day, the governor of Idaho signing a ban there on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Something is seriously wrong here. And here's an example of that. A federal jury on Thursday found Congressman Jeff Fortenberry, Republican from Nebraska, guilty of 3 felonies for lying to and misleading the FBI about his knowledge of campaign donations made with funds from a foreign national. The jury deliberated less than 3 hours. Fortenberry faces a possible prison sentence of up to 5 years on each count, as well as fines. But the Omaha World Herald reports that Fortenberry does not have to give up his seat in Congress. Federal law requires members of Congress to give up their seats only for crimes that are tied to treason. Just letting that sink in for a second. And finally, the 94th Academy Awards take place Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. I'm on Team Coda for Best Picture. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.